Learning is finding out what you already know. Doing is demonstrating that you know it. Teaching is reminding others that they know just as well as you. You are all learners, doers, teachers. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Capitol, California, with a thought for today. We've taken our thought for today from Illusions by Richard Bach, from his Messiah's Handbook. Learning is finding out what you already know. Doing is demonstrating that you know it. Teaching is reminding others that they know just as well as you, and you are all learners, doers, and teachers. It's fascinating how we like to go around telling other people all the things that we know, all of the knowledge that we have, and all the wisdom that we have. And really, teaching is reminding others that they know just as well as you. If we could teach in that light, what a glorious profession teaching would be. What a glorious experience teaching would be. Teaching, reminding others that they know just as well as you. And I think that's fantastic. So that is a very interesting thing. Now, on our screen here of our computer, from a message service popped up a fact that pop-ups can be protected from your computer if you wish, and that all you have to do is download this special program that they will sell you for an infinite number of money. And we think that's just wonderful. That's just the type of thing that we're so fascinated in. So we take our little clip and we punch the X and away it goes for the moment. It'll be back, but we'll figure out a way to take care of that. Teaching is reminding others that they know just as well as you. Now, they would like to give us their information on their pop-up. They would like to tell us what they're doing. Now, why do they want to do that? Are they so philanthropic or so generous with their giving that they want to do it for nothing? No, they want to earn some money. And so they are creating this program for us to buy. And if we don't buy it, they'll keep popping up in our face and forcing it into our attention, like the vacuum cleaner man standing at the door, pounding on the door, saying, "Ma'am, let me demonstrate it for you. I'll show you how wonderful it works." And the lady says, "Sir, we've just gone through bankruptcy. We haven't a penny in the house. We don't have any food. And you want to sell us a vacuum cleaner? That's a very unkind thing to do." And the man says, "Lady, I'm happy you told me. I have here with me a check for $1 million. For the first person who was honest enough to tell me why they didn't want to buy a vacuum cleaner. And you are the first one, so you get this check." Now, you laugh. You laugh. You think that's funny. But that's the way it happens. When you stand up for the truth and you don't make any bones about it, "Hey, I just went through bankruptcy. I haven't got any money. I mean, I'd love to. I shouldn't have gone through bankruptcy. I know I should never let myself get to that position." But teaching is reminding others what they know just as well as you. All of us have the opportunity to stand up for principle. So finally, the lady stood up and says, "Hey, I can't buy your vacuum cleaner because I haven't got any money." And with no shame in her heart, just a recognition that these are the facts. Now, you laugh and you say, "Ho, ho, 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 what person would ever say that? And what person would ever come to your door with a check for $1 million if you told the truth?" You know, well, they're there all the time. They're there all the time. This is what we are taught: ask and you shall receive. People are at our doorstep. Opportunities are at our doorstep every moment of every day of our life, offering us an opportunity to be rich and famous and powerful and glorious if we just believe in ourselves. If we just follow the miracle of who we are and listen to the magic of our imagination. Our imagination is not what we think it is, something that we're dreaming about. Our imagination is the divine in us, rattling its cage, saying, "Hey, let me out. I got good ideas for you. I got neat thoughts for you." And we say, "No, no, no, no. You would make me be different. You would make me be different from my neighbors and my friends. And I don't want to be different from my neighbors and friends. I'd rather live a life of boredom. But if I let you out of the cage, you know what's going to happen to me? I'm going to let a Harry Potter out. I'm going to be the richest woman in the world. I'm going to have the best-selling book in the world, and they'll want more of my books, and more of my books, and more of my books," like many of the famous authors are. Let this out. Let this magic out. It's rattling its cage inside of you saying, I'm the divine in you. Let me out. I got some interesting things to tell you and show you and share with you. And that's what knowledge is. Knowledge is not reading books. It's not knowing what other people think and say. It's knowing what you say inside yourself. Knowing how the divine within you is ready to pop forth and be so glorious and be so wonderful that it just rattles your cage. And you say, wow, how beautiful. But along with this goes another little factor, and that is we have nothing to share with anybody else. We only are ourselves. And in the process of being ourselves, we will create around ourselves all the beautiful people who are just like ourselves. And we will not live in a world where there's pollution, because pollution's not in ourselves. Cleanliness and purity are in ourselves. And so we will create a world of people of cleanliness and purity, people who do not make pollution, who do not enjoy pollution, who do not want the fruits of pollution. We have the privilege of creating a world around us. Oh, imagination, you say, crazy, crazy, crazy. People around us who are whole and perfect. Please, open your eyes and look around you and see how many people are whole and perfect. If not totally whole and perfect, pretty close to it. And all they have to do is change their attitude about themselves from saying, I got a pain, to saying, I feel perfect. I'm wonderful. I'm glorious. We create around ourselves people exactly like ourselves. And if you hate somebody, please look in your heart. They dwell there. They came out of your heart. You created them. If you see someone you love with a passion beyond imagination, you think they're just the most marvelous, beautiful beings on the face of the earth, look in your heart. That's you. That's you. If you look at famous and wonderful people who've done marvelous things, that's you. If you look at the divine and see it present everywhere in the universe, that's you. Teaching is reminding others that they know just as well as you do. So, let's be a teacher to ourselves first, and let's teach the world the glorious song of our divine, our soul, if you will, our divine, rattling its cage saying, let me free, I got things to do, and I got ideas that will just blow your mind. And when we listen, that's one thing. And when we follow, that's another thing. And when we see it all about us, that's yet another thing. And put them all together, and it means you're cooked. You're ready to go out and enjoy life in its most complete and most fulfilled way, because you're wonderful. This is who you are, and that's pretty wonderful, isn't it? Learning is finding out what you already know. Doing is demonstrating that you know it. Teaching is reminding others that they know it just as well as you. You are all learners, doers, and teachers. Thus saith the Messiah's Handbook from Illusions. I love you. Have a wonderful day.
Thank you.
Good.